One of the most iconic skyscrapers in Chicago's skyline has lost its name. The John Hancock Center was completed in 1970. It's 100 stories tall, and the Hancock Center is now being called just by its address, 875 North Michigan Avenue. That's the case at least until the building's owners sell new naming rights. Joining us now is Ryan Ory, commercial real estate columnist with the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
And this has been a rumor for many months. Why is it happening now?
Well, the owners of the John Hancock Center have been talking about doing a naming rights deal with a new company for some time. The naming rights deal with John Hancock expired a few years ago, and now the parent company of John Hancock, which is Manulife Financial, has told the owners to essentially cease using the name. And so for right now, the building's just going to go by its address, 875 North Michigan Avenue.
Just going to go by officially. But if everybody's been calling it the Hancock Building for so long, how do you stop people from doing that?
Yeah, I mean, this is essentially the owners being told, you know, this is what you need to call it, you know, in your official capacity as owners. That's certainly not going to stop Chicagoans from calling it the John Hancock. It's been almost a full decade now since Sears Tower changed names in a naming rights deal. It's now Willis Tower. There are many, many Chicagoans who, you know, will
still call it Sears Tower.
Just refuse to utter the words Willis Tower. You know, there was also when Marshall Fields became Macy's, you know, a not Chicago brand. There's a huge flagship on State Street, and, you know, many people still, you know, refuse to call that building anything other than Marshall Fields Building.
Well, and you point out in your article, by the way, that there's a Hancock Tower in Boston that's not the Hancock Tower anymore. I didn't even realize that, but they call it also
right
by its address at this point.
Right. You know, in an official capacity, you know, hey, building owner, stop using the name. And that doesn't mean people will just instantaneously stop thinking of it as that, you know.
So will there be a new name at some point? Is there a market for naming a big skyscraper like that building?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, it's an unusual building because there are several portions of the building owned by different owners. But the owner of the office and parking spaces in the tower own the naming rights. And so they were looking to sell the building. They were marketing it as an opportunity for the buyer to sign a new naming rights deal. They think it could be worth $1.5 million or more annually. They have turned down some offers that they said were not, I don't know, iconic enough names. I think at one point the owner said, you know, we're not going to have it be Jiffy Lube Tower or something like that, you know. So
oh,
they want it to be a big kind of iconic brand that maybe would resonate in Chicago.
So maybe Lou Malnati's Pizza Tower.
I think there would be some support for that.
So you're the commercial real estate columnist there at the Chicago Tribune. There are new skyscrapers going up. As we said, this one was completed in 1970. Do they all get names, or is it usually just the address?
You know, a lot of buildings just end up being known by their address. There are some instances where a naming rights deal is often connected to a large lease. So you sign an anchor tenant to a new building, and you throw in the naming rights, or you sell it to them as a separate aspect of the deal. But there are many buildings that don't have a name. And so right now, this is officially, anyway, one of them.
That's Ryan Ory, who's a commercial real estate columnist with the Chicago Tribune. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll still call it the Hancock, and I'll still call it the Sears Tower.